Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tabb. Thanks again for tuning in. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we come. Lord, we pause just to acknowledge you on this morning. We thank you, Master, for all that you've done and how you've kept us all during the course of this week. Now, Lord, as we're about to get into your word, we pray, O God, it will go forth on this morning with power as well as with conviction, that someone will cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" Some backslider would be reclaimed, and someone, God, will just remember how good you've been to them. For it's in your name, Lord, we do pray, and our hearts do say, Amen. Once you get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to get right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. Of course, I'll be reading from the King James. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. And when a servant of the man of God was risen early and came forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Just for a few minutes this morning, I like to talk about sight or vision. Sight or vision. Let me begin by giving you the backdrop of this scripture. Elijah's servant had gotten up early, and he had went out, and he saw an army with horses and chariots all around the city. The servant had said to Elijah, "Oh, master, what can we do?" Elijah said, "Don't be afraid. The army that fights for us is larger than the one that fights against us." Then Elijah prayed, "Lord, open my servant's eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Well, if I was to sum that up this morning, I would have to say that the servant saw the physical. He had sight. Elijah saw the spiritual. He had vision. Sight will make you see what is happening, but vision will make you see what is going to happen. So I just want to kind of stay right there and give more definition of the difference between sight and vision. So as I said, sight will make you see what is there, but vision will make you see what will be there. Sight will make you see what's happening, but vision will make you see what is going to happen. In other words, sight allows you to see the predicament, the situation, but vision allows you to see the potential in the situation, in the predicament. Sight sees the present, but vision allows you to look beyond that and to see the promises of God. Now, as I said, there is a big difference between sight and vision. As you are aware of, Ray Charles, as well as Stevie Wonder, did not have sight. They were lacking in sight, but no one can say that they did not have vision. We can have sight in this world, and we could lack in vision. And that becomes a serious matter. I'm reminded of the scripture that says that the just shall live by faith. And we are to walk by faith and not by sight. But whenever we have vision, it allows us, it gives us that hope. It allows us to hold on to something. We can't see it, but yet we're holding on to it. My friend, that's what we need today. We cannot go by what we are surrounded with. what's around us, because it can become very discouraging when we just look around and see our immediate environment, everything that's taken place in this world. Oftentimes I say, I'm glad that this place is not my home. When I look around and see the changes that are taking place, I said, this is indeed the signs of the time. And God tells us that in the end days, we ought not to be shocked as to what's going on, because these are the things that will allow us to know that we are indeed living in the last days. So let's get back to Elijah and his assistant. As I said before, Elijah's assistant had sight, but he did not have vision. The king of Syria was very upset because someone had been telling the king of Israel what his plans were and how he was going to make this attack. Well, to get down to the bottom of it, there was a secret that was going on, and no one was around when the king of Syria was saying these things about how they were going to attack the Israelites. But nonetheless, word got out. It got out on the street about this attack. And the Assyrian king was very disturbed, and he wanted to know, like, who let the secret out? You and I know, as it's been often said, that loose lips sink ships. And so this king of Syria was very upset about the secret getting out, this secret attack that was going to take, that was going to be against the Israelites. But, you know, everybody know that a prophet by the name of Elijah, God had his mighty hand on this prophet. And Elijah was an obedient prophet, and he was under the protection of Almighty God. In verse 14, it says that the king sent chariots and a great army by night. And Elijah, this happened at nighttime, but Elijah was God's man, and yet he was not fearful of what was about to jump off. So can I just for a minute this morning to say, even when we as Christians have to go through a lot, God will always send someone our way to tell us what is about to take place. In other words, God will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. And so as we look at this scripture on this morning, we see that the prophet Elijah knew what was going to take place. Well, Elijah's servant was very fearful. Why? Because he was walking by sight and he lacked vision. Whenever we walk by sight, we'll get very fearful. We'll get intimidated. There'll come a time in our lives when we just want to throw in a towel. We become overwhelmed. But 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9 says, we are troubled on every side, but not in distress, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Is there anybody out there under the sound of my voice that have ever felt like you have become so overwhelmed, you have been surrounded by a bad situation, be it at your job or your home, or even in the church? Sometimes we get so overwhelmed and we feel like we are just surrounded on every side. Well, this young servant of Elijah was just responding to what he saw, and we can't hardly blame him, because we walk in the natural, we walk in the physical, and it's a war, as I often say, that's taking place in the spiritual, but we cannot see into the spiritual realm. So we kind of just get stagnated in that physical realm, whereby we are limited. So sight sometimes is just more prevalent than vision. So this young servant, I imagine if I could use my sanctified imagination just for a minute, I guess he looked out the window and all he saw wasn't giving him a good feeling. And in verse 16, Elijah tells the young man not to worry, because they that are with us are more than they that are with them. The young man must have believed that Elijah had gone crazy. I could hear you saying, well, you know, we do. When we look out, sometimes we see things that overwhelmed us. But I want you to know today, my friend, I want you to make up your mind that you're not going to go by what you see. You know, so many marriages today end in divorce because people walk by sight. They don't see the potential in the situation. They don't see how any good can come from that situation. But I want to encourage you on this morning, no matter how bleak, no matter how dark, no matter how dismal a situation look, you have to purpose in your heart that you are not going to walk by sight, but you're going to have a vision of what God is able to do in the midst of a dark and dismal and dungeon-like situation. God will turn it around. He'll turn it around for your good, but for His glory. I want to encourage each and every person, as of today, you will purpose in your heart that it will not be by what you take in through your naked eye, but instead it will be what you take in through your spirit. And whenever you take it in via your spirit, it will allow you to have vision instead of just sight. Who am I talking to on this morning? Be encouraged, my friend. Be encouraged. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He has a plan for you, and His plan is going to be fulfilled in your life. Father God, I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray, O God, as of today, they will purpose in their heart that it will be vision and not just sight. For it's in your name, Lord, we do pray. Amen. Get your paper and pen, and as I promised, I want to give some very important information with you concerning our organization. You could check us out on the web, www.strongsistersoffaith.org, or you can give us a call at 267-582-4947. Until the Lord allows us to come back together via airwaves, my prayer is that the Lord God will bless and keep you in the palm of His hand.